But first, we begin with breaking news from Denmark, where police have arrested one person in connection with a shooting in the capital, Copenhagen. They say several people were hit by gunfire at Fields shopping centre. Hundreds of people escaped the area. Live to Nadeem Barber in our London Broadcast Centre for more. Nadeem, we've been looking at images of people fleeing the scene and of heavily armed Danish police arriving at the site of this shooting. What more can you tell us?
Well, Niamh, the police are still saying that several people were hit in the shooting at this shopping mall known as Fields. It's around 8 kilometres, 7 or 8 kilometres from the centre of the Danish capital, Copenhagen. And it happened at around 6:30 local time, we understand. There is video on social media. We think it was shot inside the shopping mall, showing people running in panic, screaming, and you can hear several shots being fired. For the duration of the video that I've seen, which is around 15 seconds or so, really terrifying scenes. The police have arrested one person so far. They say they're not in a position to comment further on the identity of the individual that they've arrested, but that was fairly quick. Now, very soon after the shooting happened, there were a number of armed police on the scene, as well as a police helicopter. And ambulances, paramedics there very quickly as well. I've seen at least one person being taken away by paramedics on a stretcher. We don't know the condition of the people, or in fact how many people were hit during the shooting. This was really a shocking event for many people in Denmark. They might well have known the place. It's a huge shopping mall, extremely popular. And not only that, it's just down the road, just over half a kilometre from the Royal Arena in Copenhagen, where the pop star Harry Styles was giving a concert. In fact, he is giving a concert on Sunday night. It was about an hour and a half before that was due to get underway. There was speculation that might be affected, but the organisers there are saying no, they're in touch with the police handling the incident around the mall. They are happy for that concert to carry on. But it's raised a lot of worries for people in the Danish capital. Hundreds of people were believed to be in or around the mall at the time, shopping, perhaps grabbing some food. And yeah, it's a popular place for people to relax. We don't have any more information from the police right now. They say they will be updating as they're able to do so.
Nadeem, very briefly, I appreciate this is a developing story, but do we have any more information about the arrest?
No, the police are stressing in their only communication so far since it that they can't say any more about the person's identity. So we don't know whether it's the shooter or not. There is speculation on social media that the actual shooter might still be at large. Now, certain consequences have followed. The royal family have cancelled an event on Sunday evening to do with the Tour de France. Now, the first stage of that, as part of the Grand Départ, has actually happened on Sunday in Copenhagen. But the royal family cancelling an event, the mayor of the city saying that the incident is very serious. And apparently, just a while ago, ambulances were still arriving on the scene. It's being reported that there is a huge police presence generally around the city, indicating a manhunt still underway. So, as I was saying, the concert just down the road at the Royal Arena, not affected, although people heading towards that were worried by it. In fact, quite a number of people staying in a hotel for the concert that was near the shopping mall actually had to be rushed to safety after the shooting, but they're all OK, thankfully.
Nadeem Barber on the shooting in Copenhagen, speaking to us from the London Broadcast Centre.